now present the first episode in a further radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
He's always been a problem to me, that Al, ever since I put his poor mother down. All he thinks of is his happiness, and look at him. All he thinks of is money, money, money.
And Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
What happens to all the money I'll bring home? That's what I want now. You wouldn't think to look at him that he eats more than a sparrow's breakfast, would you? He's just a greedy, nasty old twit, that's what he is.
And here they are in The Siege of Steptoe Street.
Cobblers.
Do what?
Cobblers. £6.12 and threepence.
Well, bother, get your shoes mended. I'll bring home enough for you, down off. Final demand grocer's bill. £33.28.
I'll put it on the final demand, Spike.
You'll have to get a 4-foot Spike at this rate, mate. Look at that butcher, £43.09. You don't still go to him, do you? Not that twister. About half the things down there we haven't had. Have you checked it?
No.
Unless this bill is settled within 8 days, legal proceedings will be taken. How long have we had this one?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Well, why didn't you sell it to me before? There is no point in hiding bills. Why haven't you been paying them?
I haven't got no money.
What have you been doing with all the housekeeping money?
I pay the essentials with that.
Yeah, I've seen all the empty bottles out of the back. That has got to stop, Dad. We cannot go on like this. Don't put it on that, Spike. Uh-huh. They are the final demands. Put it on the legal proceedings, Spike.
Uh-huh.
Let's have some semblance of an organisation around here for gold's sake. What's this one, then? Chemist? 4 months? £29? Mm-hmm. Dad, this is ridiculous. I mean, how can you spend £29 at a chemist?
Oh, there's the toilet rolls.
We don't get through 87 quid worth of toilet rolls in a year. Even the one in Leicester Square don't do that.
Oh, it's all down there. There's me surgical bandages, me prescriptions, me liniment, me tonics, me Albertol capsules, me vitamin pills. I'm a sick man, Harold.
So am I. Sick of all this. I'm sick of flogging myself to death on a car while you go flinging it around like Newbargle Benkian with a brainstorm.
Oh, it's not all my stuff. Look at this. 007 after bath body rub. Dr. Wilberforce's hormone air restorer.
These is merely the refinements of living, Peter.
Russian lime and leather bath soap tablets. Every Saturday night you walk out of here smelling like an Algerian brothel.
I asked to wear all that stuff to get the stink of this place off of me. The smell of that horse in a junkyard, it hangs over me like a noxious cloud.
Yeah, right, Jesse, you are. We didn't have to ponce ourselves up in my day.
Everybody smelt the same in your day.
Flippity tin of hard brilliantine on your hair and they thought you was Raymond Navarro. You can't tell men from women these days.
Well, I can, mate. I have made a mistake, yes. In any case, it is still a minor item. Now, look at this. The corn chandler. 5 months. Even the horse's grub hasn't been paid for. Oh, that is unforgivable, that is. Final demand gas bill. Yeah, take it.
Final demand gas bill.
Final demand electric light.
Final demand electric light.
Legal proceedings, fishmonger.
Legal proceedings, fishmonger.
Oh, just a minute, just a minute. Let me have that one back.
Huh?
Scampi? Fresh Scotch salmon? I ain't had any scampi or salmon. But kippers is the best I've ever had. Hey, look, it's every Friday. It's a regular order. Yeah, where's that butcher's bill? Grass? I don't even know what a grass looks like. Shut up. Fillet steak, escalops of veal, breast of chicken. Oh, well, the other half does live. Oh, look, here's me. £0.5 of sausage meat. Oh, and a pig's trotter.
Oh, I'll bet I was grateful that day. I'll bet I was grateful. I'll bet I was thinking, oh, what a nice old man. It goes without himself, and he gets me my favourite dish, a pig's trotter. And all that time, you were sitting here with a dirty, great gut full of overripe pheasant.
Can't we query his bill? I'm sure we didn't have all that.
Well, it's a bit late now, isn't it? I mean, you should check the bills when they comes in. You won't get any change out of him now. He's as crooked as his meat skewers is. Oh, honestly, Dad, you are so gullible. They can have you over as soon as look at
you. Well, you're in this just as much as I am. Look at all this for waste of money. Financial Times, The Economist, The Stock Exchange Gazette. What do you need all them for?
Anybody who is in business must keep their finger on the financial pulse of this country.
You won't find the pulse where you keep your finger.
Fuck. I do not think you realise, Peter, the gravity of the situation we find ourselves in. Not to put too fine a point on it, we are in shtuck. Insolvent, proceedings. Bankruptcy, nick.
Prison? Oh, no, Harold, I couldn't do porridge at my age. I'm too old, Harold. I couldn't stand it. I wouldn't come out.
Do you know, that's the first ray of sunshine I've had all day.
But they wouldn't send us to the nick. We're not criminals. They wouldn't bang us inside just because we ran up a few debts.
A few debts? Just look at this lot. Father, for your information, our current balance of payments deficit stands at the sum of £190, 8 shillings and fourpence. Where are we going to get 190 quid? Apart from the fact that we have to live in the meantime, where are we going to get credit for food?
We just have to pull our arms in.
Oh, so it will be easy, that will. I mean, for a start, then, I won't have a whole pig's trotter tomorrow. I'll just make do with a big toe.
I'm sorry, I suppose I'm just a bad housekeeper.
Ah, shut up. Let me think. Time's what we need. And that's just what we haven't got. Oh, God. They'll be closing in on us like a pack of hounds for the kill. Right. Right, let's sort out exactly how much money we've got. If we can pay off the legal proceeding ones, that'll give us time to settle up the final demands. Now, come on. Let's have a turn out. See how much we've got. £1, two, three, four, and eight. Well, come on. Put it on the table. What's you got?
Wait a tick. I'll see.
A purse? Come on, give it us here. Where's the note? What's this? More bills?
Yeah, that's mine. Give it here.
Application for membership to the Bunny Club. Oh, it's pathetic. What are you trying to do? Kill yourself? Well, you can knock that out on the head for a start. You're not joining that.
Yeah, give me purse back.
Where's the notes?
No, I ain't, Johnny. I keep telling you.
Well, that's it then, is it? Ape and take me. 25 and fourpence halfpenny between us. All right, come on. Where is it?
Where's what?
Your ord.
Oh, what ord?
Your ord.
I haven't got ord.
Oh, yes, you have. You've hidden it, yes, you have. Where is it? Under the floorboards, in the mattress. You have buried
it. I haven't got one.
Where is it? Where is it? Don't kill
you.
I'm not going to prison for you.
No, I haven't got anything.
You've got two boxes in the way somewhere.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I'll find it. I'll find it. Come on, the terrible place down.
Oh, not that lovely urn. There wasn't nothing there. You needn't have smashed that.
Look, I can see there was nothing in the urn. It's just a pity your rotten ashes wasn't in it.
Stop it, Aaron. You won't find anything.
Where is it?
No.
Upstairs, of course.
No,
it's upstairs.
No,
it's up in your room.
Oh,
right, girl.
Oh, arrows. Hey, you won't find anything. Oh, gold. What? Arrows.
I found it. I found it. It keeps it all in a little tin box, doesn't it?
Where'd you get that? That's my private property, that is. Where'd you get it?
Under the floorboards. I said, I found it. Where's the key?
I haven't got no key.
Oh, no, look, come on, I found it. Don't keep on prevaricating. Give us the key. There is no point in wanton destruction.
I told you, I haven't got any key.
I'll break it open. I've only got a lever to live. I could do it easy with a powder.
Go on, then.
All right. Papers. Hey, what's all this load of rubbish? Harold Steptoe, age 12. Position in class, 47. Number in class, 48. History, C minus. Does not try. Sums, C minus. Shows no aptitude. English, C. Does not concentrate. History, C minus and improvement. Science, C minus. Have given up, recommend woodwork. Headmaster's remarks. Harold does not seem to grasp anything that is taught to him. He is a very difficult and a worrying child and is in danger of becoming backward. G. Bristow, headmaster. Are they all like this?
I meant to burn them. I'd forgotten all about them.
I was never as bad as they. Now, they hated me, all them masters, because of you. All the kids took a mickey out of me because I was a rag and bone man's son. I hated that school. I told you they'd take me away from it.
Well, I did.
Yeah, but you might have sent me to another one.
You learnt more here from me.
Yeah, like how to be bankrupt at 38.
Now, don't start that again.
What do you mean, don't start that again? We haven't finished it yet. Well, we've got two choices, mate. We can either sit here like lambs waiting for the slaughter, or we can act.
How?
Organise our resources. This is going to be a war of attrition, ain't it? I mean, the longer we hold out, the more chance we've got of paying. Now, what we've got to work out is, out of all these, who is likely to fire the first shot? What's happened to the lights?
They've gone out.
Yeah, I've got eyes, haven't I? Of course they've gone out. Now we know who's fired the first shot.
Try the switch.
Very well. Not a spark.
Have they cut off the electricity?
Well, judging by the fact that everybody else's lights is on, I should think that it's quite likely. Oh, well, there's nothing else for it. Back to the old oil lamp. We've got enough oil for a while.
I told you it was a mistake to go on a quarterly. If we still had the meter, we could be bunging them foreign coins in, couldn't we? Ain't it typical? The first one to put the boot in is a nationalised industry. Oh, well. Who's going to be the second?
Why don't you shut your big face?
All right, I'm coming, I'm coming.
Mr. Steptoe?
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I recognise you. I was shown a photograph of
you. I recognise you as well. You're Harold Wilson.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. I've seen photographs of you.
I'm nothing like him.
Oh, there you are. It shows you can't trust photographs. Clear off.
You are Mr. Albert Steptoe, and I'm giving you this on behalf of the Buchan Fishmongers.
I don't want it.
No, come along, sir. Come along. Take it.
No.
Who is it, there?
It's a bloke with a salmon.
Don't accept it.
No, I'm not going to.
I'll stick it through the letterbox.
You can stick it up your kilt, for all I care.
Well, I've done my job. I've delivered it.
Oh, no, you haven't. The summons is not deemed to have been delivered until it has been placed into the hands of the recipient.
And we ain't touching it. Good morning.
This won't get you anywhere, you know. I shall just stay outside until you emerge. Then I shall deliver it to you.
You'll have a long wait, mate.
Well, I've got nothing else to do. You'll have to come out sometime, you know.
And you'll have to go home sometime.
I'll be waiting.
Oh, well, the sea just started.
Have a look through the letterbox. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's in the yard.
We ought to go upstairs and pour boiling oil over him.
Look at that. He's making himself at home. Go on, mate, go on. Don't mind us.
Hey, move over. Yeah, let's have a look. Oh, that's a good chair, that is. It'll fall to bits if he goes on whacking it with that dirty, great carpet beater.
I can't see what he's doing for the dust.
He's eating sandwiches, that's what he's doing.
He's got a firmus, too. I've all the nerve.
This should be interesting.
What?
There's rats in that chair.
Yeah?
I saw a big black one running it yesterday. If he don't stop moving about, he's going to get half a dozen sets of choppers sunk in his car.
Yeah, just a minute, Dad. Do you see what I see?
What do you see?
There's two more of them.
Have they got summonses too?
Well, what do you think?
Now they're all three of them sat down.
We're under siege, Dad. The vultures is gathering.
What are we going to do, Harold?
Well, I'm not having my own soul from under me. We're not giving up without a fight, mate. We'll just have to sit it out and hope for a miracle.
Hey, one of us will have to go for help.
Yeah. We'll wait for nightfall, then I'll creep out, leap onto the horse, gallop through their lines, crash low over his neck as a fusillade of summonses hurtles past me heroes. When you're down to your last dinner cat's meat, I'll return with the cavalry.
How's
that then?
Well, we've got to do something. We can't stay locked in here forever.
Well, what do you want me to do? Tunnel our way out?
Yeah.
What weapons we got?
Well, there's that old shotgun on the wall.
Oh, that's better than nothing. Now, first thing, we've got to see how much food we have got. Then we'll decide on our tactics. Go and get it all, put it on the table.
Okay.
I'll keep my eye on the enemy. Right. It is a siege they want. We can outlast them.
Are they still there?
Yeah. How much have we got?
Here you are. Two tins. Which one do you want?
Is that all?
Yeah. Snails and asparagus, Sibs. I was going to go shopping today.
No, that's going to keep us going for weeks, isn't it? Snails and asparagus tips.
You're not lying again, are you? I mean, you haven't put some stuff away for yourself, have you?
Oh, I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Not much, you wouldn't. If you have, I'll smash you. If I catch you eating anything that ain't a snail or an asparagus tip, you've had it. I'm warning you.
Hey, you in there.
What's that?
Hey, you steptoes. Open up.
Hey, look. There's three more of them.
It's old Stacy, the butcher.
Come on, open up. I've got a court order here and I want my money. £43.96. Otherwise, these two bailiffs are authorised to remove furniture and effects from your house to the value thereof.
That bill is in dispute. My father says he hasn't had all that.
I don't care what he says. My books say yes.
Didn't you make enough money out of everybody round here during the war?
What do you mean by that?
We were fighting for our country, not sitting in an air raid shelter turning out black market sausages like this.
Now, come on, open up.
You're not setting foot inside of this house.
We've been authorised to effect an entry by force if necessary.
You try it and I'll have the Sunday papers round.
Are you going to let us in?
No!
Right, come on, you men. Break the door down.
I've got a gun here. You touch that door, you get a barrelload of buckshot right through your pullover.
He's bluffing. Come on, break it down.
Go on, you try and see.
Blimey, Governor, immediate. There's a ruddy gun coming through that letterbox.
You'll wait till the court hears about this.
The wait till they hear about you deliberately letting a poor old-age pensioner run up expensive bills, knowing full well he's out of his mind and not responsible for his actions.
What are you talking about?
Shut up.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Your father's as sane as I am.
Not when he gets to court, he won't be. And that goes for all the other bills he's been allowed to run up. Nutty as a fruitcake, he is. Dad, Dad, stop eating the carpet, Bob.
They'll have me put away.
Only for a little while.
I'm not having people thinking I'm potty.
But it's the only way, Dad. We plead insanity. They scrub the bills up. You'll be out in 3 months.
Mr. Steptoe, I'd like to have words with Mr. Steptoe Senior, please. Mr. Steptoe?
He won't answer to that. He's a schizophrenic. I don't know who he is today. Try Napoleon.
Napoleon?
Yes, you remember. An army marches on its stomach. That's why he bought so much stuff off of you. It was for his troops. We ain't had it. Mon General, do you wish to speak to the Anglais charcutier?
Go on, go on, go on. Say something in French.
No, don't be dumb.
Go on.
I'll go. Vive la France. Hello, enfants de la patrie, je de loire est arrivé.
Oh, you can't fool me with that nonsense.
Oh, I feel a right twig.
Go on, go on. Keep going. I'll get the cocktails. It never was much good for a tea cozy. You carry on.
Le chanteneau de la tyrannie. Let us stand like.
Put it on, put it on. No, not that way. It's a sideways act, not a coming and going act. Now put your arm in your coat. Yeah, that's it. You look just like old Baldy. Come over here. Come over and stand behind the curtains. I'll let them see you.
Right. I tell you, Stacy, he's still bonkers.
Oh, what the hell? You're not going to wriggle out of it like this. I want my money.
Go on, roll your eyes a bit.
Don't I make a suggestion, Mr. Stacy? Seeing he's got the gun, why don't we wait till nightfall? Then perhaps we can surprise him under the cover of darkness.
Will you need me here?
Well, I think it will be advisable, sir.
Oh, very well. I'll make me sausages in the morning. Right, come on. I'll come back later.
It's working. They're going off.
Careful, sir. Mind to keep out the line of fire.
They're gone, Sam.
Yeah, but they'll be back. Right. I will take the first watch.
Hey?
You get some shut-eye, Dad. And don't forget, we're on iron rations. But keep your greedy little fingers off of them snails.
Oh, yes, sir. All right, son. Yes,
sir. What was that?
You dropped off to sleep.
No, I didn't. You're eating something.
Oh, no.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
No, don't bring that lamp near me. It's dangerous.
You've been eating biscuits. Chocolate digestive. You rotten, selfish little pig. That is despicable, that is. All I've had is four rotten, uncooked snails. And all the time I've been asleep, you've been stuffing chocolate biscuits inside of you, haven't you?
No, it was only one. I found it. It was in my overcoat pocket. It's been there for weeks. I didn't want to wake you up. You were looking so peaceful.
You didn't have to wake me up. You could have left half of it. I could have had it for my breakfast, couldn't I? I've got a good mind to surrender after that.
You wouldn't.
I don't see the point of going on. And if you can't trust people in times like these, there's no hope, is there? I don't think there's any basis for a relationship between us after that.
How?
I'm sorry, Father. Whatever I had for you has just been destroyed. That is just repugnant, things like that. I mean, parents has been known to starve themselves to feed their children, but you...
Look, I've found another one in my pocket. You can have it.
Go away, I don't want it.
Go away! Stop following me!
You've got a packet. A whole packet. Right, I'm finished forever. Stacey, are you there? You can come in now, Stacey.
Shut the door, Al. They're back again.
They're back all right. And they got a perishing ladder. Don't bother with your ladder. It's all over. I surrender.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you showing a bit of sense for a change.
It's all yours. Pay whatever you want. I'm no longer interested. Go and help yourself. If you can find 43 quid worth of furniture in here, you're in the wrong business, mate.
John, don't let them serve you with sandwiches.
I just don't care anymore.
Mr. Steptoe?
Yes.
This is for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Mr. Steptoe?
Yes.
This is for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Mr. Steptoe?
Yes.
This is for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Now, Mr. Steptoe, these two gentlemen with me give me the right...
Oh, no. You better all come in.
And
help yourself.
Oh, thank you. Well, now, what about this sofa? How much do you reckon?
£3.
Right.
Biscuits. A whole packet.
What about this desk?
Don't take me home away. I'm an old man. I'll have to go into the workhouse.
You should have thought of that before. Now, get out of my way. How much for this wardrobe?
50, Bob.
Right, let's have a look upstairs.
You're a rich man. You don't need all this stuff. Please, Mr. Stacey.
Will you let go of me?
Harold, I'll say something. Mr. Stacey, I beg of you. Don't take it all.
A whole packet?
No. Oh, don't take me back. Leave me my bag.
Let go of me. No good. Get out of my way.
Oh.
Dad? Are you all right? Peter? Oh, God. He's fallen down the stairs. Dad. Oh, what have you brutes done to my dad? Oh, Dad.
I didn't do anything. He slipped. I hardly touched him.
You keep away from him. Oh, Dad. Speak to me. You threw an old man down the stairs.
I didn't. He fell.
I'll get the police on you. I'll sue you. Assault and battery. I'll sue you. For every penny you've got, I'll ruin you. You could have been paid, but you couldn't write, could you? Well, if anything happens to him, I'll take it.
I wouldn't have had this happen for anything.
My dad is a very respected man round here. And when this gets out, you won't have a customer left, mate.
Now, look here. These men saw what happened. They saw it was an accident.
Well, I was in the other room. I didn't see exactly what happened.
My back was turned. I couldn't swear as to what exactly took place.
But you must have done.
Oh, look at him. Look at that poor, foul, broken body. He's lying in an heap at the foot of the stairs. And all he was trying to do was to stop his few sticks of furniture being taken away.
Look, we'll forget about the furniture. Look, we'll forget about the bill. I don't want any trouble. It's been very unfortunate. Don't you think you'd better get a doctor?
Oh, now you're worried about him. After you've manhandled him.
Well, of course I'm worried. I didn't want to hurt the old man. I didn't manhandle him.
You wait till the Panorama team hears about this lot, mate. Old Alan Wicker will tear you to pieces.
Oh, my legs. I can't feel my legs.
It's all right, Fob. It's all right. Don't move. We'll look after you.
Harold, have they taken my arm away from me?
No, Father. I won't let them do that. You're going to be all right. We'll get you to hospital, don't worry.
Will I walk again, Harold?
Oh,
Yes, Father. Yes, of course, Sue.
You are going to pay for this, mate. I'm going to drag you through every court in the lawyer.
No, come on, come now. We don't want to go to court now, do we? I'm sure we can come to a satisfactory arrangement. Do you think perhaps, well, perhaps £100 might make the old man feel a bit better?
Oh, please, don't insult us.
200.
Ah, my legs. My legs. Morphia, for pity's sake. You're a butcher. Put me out of my misery. You know where the spot is.
Look, 250. I'll give you a check. Here you are.
Blood money.
Yes, well, I'll be going then. I hope it gets better. You better get the doctor around quickly. When I've gone, of course. Well, I'll be off then. Good night. Good night, Mr. Steptoe. I'm sorry.
Dad? Mm? Are you all right, Dad?
Has he gone, son?
Yes, Dad, he's gone.
Yeah! We're solving again! We're solving again!
Oh, blimey, I have hurt myself.
You rotten rat! You, that's nothing to what I'm going to do to you.
What's the matter with you?
Putting on an act like that. You had me fooled for a minute. We have been dishonest, Dad. This is not our money. We got it under false pretenses. We have as good as stolen it.
Stolen it? I worked hard for that. Fell downstairs. Great acting performance. Laurence Olivia would have charged £500 for that. In any case, that Stacey deserves it. He's been fiddling us for years. We've only got back what he's stolen from us.
That is not the point. Two wrongs does not make a right.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you, but I'm starving. Look, it's 11:45. And there's a Chinese restaurant up in Kensington High Street down close to 1 o'clock. We'll go up there and have a good blowout. I'm going to have lobster, sweet and sour, and soft spare ribs.
No, Dad, we can't. We can't spend it.
And pork and pineapple, and chicken and almonds.
Oh, no, it's not right, Dad.
And
we can't.
Lovely, crispy spring rolls.
I'm going to pay him back, Dad. I'm going to work harder. That's what we'll do. We'll look upon it as a fortuitous loan.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'll save £10 a week until it's all paid off, and I'll have chicken chops, suey mushrooms in oyster sauce.
Yeah, and beef and onions.
And I'll order the wine. We'll have a bottle of Clos de Vergeau, eh? And we'll finish up with some Grand Fin Champagne Cognac.
Oh, lovely.
What?
Oh, they won't cash that check there. We'll have to sign for it. Oh, it's all right. I've got an account there.
An account? Oh, God, here we go again.
Listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Robert Dorning as Stacy the Butcher, Michael McLean as the Man, and Alan Dudley as the Bailiff. Written by Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Peddick, and produced by Bobby J.